This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. As usual, as long as the people are being entertained, the numbers are skyrocketing. But if they have to think and actually educate themselves and process thought as to what's going on in their world, they have no interest in it whatsoever. And I want to tell you something, friends. I get to see it all day long, and this is exactly why this country's in trouble today. They'd rather listen and take heed to a bunch of liars than know the truth for themselves and actually stand up against them. But again, that's what we're doing here, sonsoflibertyradio.com. By the way, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's who we are, what it is that we've been doing over the last 23 years of ministry, and what it is that we're continuously doing. We're not asking for support from the people as to what we're going to do. We're thanking the people for their support concerning keeping us out there in doing what we are doing. Luke 19:10, put that up against my last statement. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, now's the time to book us if you'd like to do that. Also, jump over onto SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. There is 13 to 15 articles over there combating the lies in the CIA-controlled media. And I want to tell you something, friends, just for the record, because I'm going to get to some audio Unearth Heroes concerning Dr. David Martin, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Judy A. McCavitis, she's a PhD, and also another individual named Reese Colley. That's all I can see right now because there's something covering up the screen. But the point is, folks, they're talking about a massive criminal conspiracy taking place on this globe right now, and they are identifying what's going on concerning COVID-19. And I want to tell you something, friends. Just keep in mind, for those that have their mask on, these doctors are telling those people, just keep yourself in check, because the minute you put the mask on, you are actually encouraging the likes of Bill Gates and the WHO and the CDC and the current administration and Anthony Fauci to go ahead and conspire again against you, friends, and that's exactly what they're sure to do. I'm going to play some audio from these guys in just a couple of minutes, but the main topic I want to talk about today is the unsung heroes concerning the War of Independence. And most people call it the Revolutionary War. Yes, it was a Revolutionary War caused and created by the tyrant across the sea that would not be ruled by God, and that's exactly why the slogan has been coined by Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and how many other of our signers concerning our forefathers that said resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Well, you know what? They are the heroes, no question about it, but we hear about our forefathers all the time, but do we ever hear about the unsung heroes? I'll get to those at the half hour mark today. Friends, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe. The platform in which we're on there is on the right side of the page. Click onto it. Join us on Top Chat. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, join us on Top Chat. Go to BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're on the front page over there. BeforeIt'sNews.com. And go ahead and click onto the platform in which is up there for you to tap onto and join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in at any time, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. There's nothing stable but the heaven in which is above our heads and the U.S. Constitution. Don't ever forget that, friends. We need to hold to both because we are called the light of the world. And I want to tell you why that is, because to whom much is forgiven, or I'm sorry, to much is given, much is required. And that's us, people. The world's waiting for us to respond to these criminals that are in front of our face right now. So without further ado, I want to get to this. My friend Rachel from Michigan was playing this. I'm sorry, she actually texted me this, and I listened to it for about an hour and a half today. And it's such, the information is just, it's incredibly, it's a wealth of information from a wealth of people that care enough to tell us the truth about what's going on concerning this current pandemic. Dr. David Martin was one of the guys that spoke with Robert Kennedy and Judy A. It's Mikovits, and she's a doctor as well, and then another individual, again, I can't see his name. But just the conversation they're having, it's like, why isn't this conversation being had on the mainstream media? Because if it was, it would be all over for the likes of Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, because this guy is a repeat criminal, friends. Anthony Fauci is a repeat criminal. He's not America's doctor. He's not qualified to be America's doctor. But without further ado, I want you to listen to what David Martin, Dr. David Martin, had to say about the current events for the time allotted during the first segment. Dr. David Martin, check this out.
For antitrust violations by Facebook and by Google. Once the allocations for prosecution of antitrust cases is made by the Department of Justice, a criminal conspiracy of this sort, which, by the way, when we have presented this information to U.S. attorneys general, to states' AGs, and to U.S. attorneys who represent the Department of Justice in each state, there has not been a single one that has, in fact, taken issue with the fact that we've established not only the Sherman and Clayton Act violations, but also RICO statute violations, as well as the Section 802 of the Patriot Act violation. These are all things that we have actually gotten AGs to say, yep, we see it, and you've established the case. The problem is that they have, in fact, been told by Central Justice Department and by specifically the Antitrust Division that the priority is to maintain the alleged active investigation into Facebook and Google. What makes that fallacy is that the very platforms that are their agency of censorship are likely the ones that are, in fact, being investigated for antitrust. And as we saw with Microsoft in the 1980s and 1990s, what is going to likely occur is that an undisclosed, unpublished settlement will be made, where essentially there will be a wink-wink, nod-nod, hand-slap against Facebook and against Google.
For their censorship.
There will be a token divestiture of certain assets, which will be meaningless. And what the real angle will be, as was the case with the Gates Foundation, is there is going to be essentially a government industry tie-up. So not only are we going to have the regulatory capture that Bobby just spoke about, but more insidious, we're going to have serious cover operations that effectively take on the role of advancing the illegal operations that are taking place around the world.
Okay, so what you're listening to is a doctor telling you, friends, that your government is aiding these individuals by allowing the laws to be torn down rather than to enforce them. That's the tsunami that I warned you about. We're going to be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So here you have it, friends. I was playing a short piece from Dr. David Martin, who is literally telling you, America, okay, because foreign countries are looking to you, America, to be the light that God has called you to be. Dr. David Martin was in that short piece that I played highlighting the fact that big tech companies are being used in aiding these individuals to make the people in this country a prey. Okay, he was talking about antitrust laws that are being torn down. In other words, let me say it this way. The laws that are there to protect you by your said representatives that swore that they would protect you, again with their hand on the Bible, swearing to protect you against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, are actually selling you out for 30 pieces of silver, Luke 22:48, and aiding these conspirators, this criminal conspiracy, said Dr. David Martin, and helping them make you a prey. In other words, they're tearing down the laws that are there to protect you. They are tearing down the laws that are there to condemn these individuals concerning this criminal conspiracy. This coming from doctors, friends. This coming from doctors. And I'm going to tell you what, for the hour and a half that I listened to this conversation going on between these people, if this was to be aired on national television in one day, Anthony Fauci would be thrown into prison. He's a repeat criminal, friends. He's not America's doctor. Okay, this vaccination, said Dr. David Martin, is not a vaccination. It is literally taking the disease and interjecting it into your body is what it is. Robert F. Kennedy is going after the big pharma companies. He's highlighting the crimes of Anthony Fauci along with these other doctors' friends across the world. Why are we not getting this information? Because they don't want you to have this information, friends. It's criminal what these people are doing. When you have a doctor sharing with literally tens of thousands of hundreds of thousands, and by the end of the day, millions of people, that it is your government that is not enforcing the laws against these criminals. Has it not always been the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ in the sense of my purpose? I mean, understanding the gift of apostle or a prophet or a teacher or an evangelist or a pastor. Well, I'm not a pastor. I do part in evangelical work. I don't know that I'm an apostle. I do know that I operate in the prophetic very much. And the fact of the matter is, friends, go over to Ephesians 4:11. You'll find that there. And I'm here to aid the people in the work of the ministry. Most people don't like to bring that into context concerning Scripture, but that's what the purpose of the body of Christ is concerning the fivefold ministry. And it applies to each and every one of us because our end aim should all be the same. But folks, again, going back to these doctors sharing the information that they're sharing with the people, there would be an uprising, an upheaval of the American people if they were to take the time to listen to what's going on. And what I'm saying to the people on Top Chat right now is you need to understand that I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you and your family. I'm talking about your husbands and your wives and your children, because they're trying to force these vaccinations on people. And you're listening to the criminals actually propagate or promulgate their message upon you, friends. Unqualified. That was another topic that was brought up. Why is it that Bill Gates, unqualified himself, unlicensed as a doctor, why is it that the mainstream media keeps putting the microphones up to him, to his mouth, and the cameras up to his face when he's not even a licensed doctor? Why is it that he's leading the charge? The same thing with this little rat Fink, and that's exactly what he is. He's a criminal, friends. Anthony Fauci. And the crimes these people have been busted for, folks, if the American people understood what their government is doing, there would be an upheaval. I mean, you want to talk about what's going to bring about the answer? Justice is going to bring about the answer that your said representatives are not bringing. They're tearing down the laws, giving aid to those that mean to make us a prey. That's what these people are telling us, friends. Robert Kennedy said the only hope that we have left is the courts. Sometimes the courts deliver, sometimes the courts don't deliver. I can tell you who always delivers. His name is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we better get our eyes fixed on him and get busy, folks, concerning what's going on, because I can equate everything that's going on verbatim to exactly what I had over 9 months ago concerning that dream. First, it was going to come in as a little wave, and that's exactly how it started. And then I woke up and I seen the second wave, and I knew the second wave was coming in. But that was a warning to the people, and I knew that the Lord was saying to us, the second wave, the people must rise and put a stop to what's going on here, because if not, what's going to come behind it is a tsunami. Now, when you think of a tsunami, you just go ahead and go online and watch the destruction. You go ahead and look at the path of a tsunami, friends. It destroys everything in its path. That's exactly what these people mean to do. And again, I'm here to remind you, America, I'm talking to you. This isn't 50 years ago where I'm talking about a conspiracy theory, which you fail to understand that those that are the ones attacking those that are giving you theory have a long history of covering for those that are in fact responsible for conspiracy. And conspiracy is very scriptural. Jeremiah 11:9. It's where we're at today. Nobody can talk about a theory anymore, friends, because in fact, we have doctors all over the world telling us that this is a criminal conspiracy, and the people that are leading up these charges, friends, need to be held lawfully accountable. And who's the justice? Who's going to bring the justice, friends, that guards our liberties? Because we can see those that have been put in place to do so are aiding and abetting those that mean to make us a prey. I've said it three times now. I've said it three times. This isn't a fear tactic, friends. This is common sense. If someone's trying to break into your house and they're trying to literally come in to kill, steal, or destroy, John 10:10, just like their father, John 8:44, because there's no truth in them, that means you must stand up and defend yourself against those that mean to make a prey out of you and your children. And I've said it a couple times now, but I want to say it again. How much information do the American people need before they understand that they're coming for you. They're coming for your kids. And we've seen these bills that are being proposed, friends, where they're continuously trying to strip you of your right to stand up and defend yourselves from those that mean to control every facet of you and your children's lives. That's where we're at today. We have been given ample warnings from heaven, from the Lord, as to what was coming down the pike. And now we're seeing it full face. Their heads are popping out. They're not afraid to promulgate anymore because, again, as I said earlier, they're encouraged by those that are walking around with their diapers on their face, which the government has no constitutional or delegated authority in implementing through forced compliance in any sense of the word. So let me say it this way. If you're not going to be the law, you're going to lose your freedoms. If you're not going to be the strength of the Constitution, as Thomas Edison rightly said, Americans in 53 countries that are listening to me now, you're going to lose your freedoms. They are literally trying to enslave you. And for those that are complying in any sense of the word, I want to say this. You give them an inch. The history of government, friends, is they will take you a mile and then some. They haven't taken the Hegelian dialectic in the sense of two steps, friends. No, they've gone way beyond two steps. This is criminal from start to finish. And either we're going to stand up and finish what's going on and deal with these people that we're finding out now, friends, that are said representatives, individuals in these agencies that are making billions and billions of dollars off the ignorance of the American people and realizing, coming to the realization that these said representatives have sold us down the river. Hey, folks, they're becoming millionaires, and it doesn't take them long to do that. That doesn't happen off $174,000 a year if that's applicable to as to who I'm highlighting even now. Okay, they're making millions of dollars because they're selling you under the table on a daily basis. But we already knew this. We already knew this. I mean, just picture yourself on a ship, America, our country, and we are surrounded by other ships that are shooting at our ship. What does common sense tell us to do? It tells us to respond, doesn't it? No, but the American people have been so deluded, so desensitized, so dummied down, friends, that they're willing to succumb to whatever's told to them. These people are sheep. And I want to remind you what Ben Franklin said. If you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. And that's exactly what they intend to do. It's exactly what they intend to do. They intend to devour the sheep. Okay? The communists have a statement. It's, if they feel you're mush, proceed. In other words, make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour, right? Don't do anything. Just stand there. Keep taking it, friends. Keep bending down. Keep letting them oppress you. Keep letting them enslave you. But there's a second part to this. The Russians also know that if they feel your steel, that they're to retreat. America, these people haven't felt your steel. They need to feel your steel. They need to know that you mean what you say. And as I shared with you yesterday, concerning the audio we played for you from yesterday, an insider telling the American people, these people are scared to death that you're going to figure them out. And she also brought up the point that people of nations have even went so far as to execute leaders that have failed to do their duty. In fact, traded them out. That's what they're afraid of. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Politics is front and center today. The Georgia Senate runoff elections are going to the polls. The two Senate seats will determine the numerical makeup of lawmakers.
Georgia, there's no one in America with more power to make that happen than you, the citizens of Atlanta, the citizens of Georgia.
And I have to tell you that the stakes of this election could not be higher.
If Republicans win both races, they will control the Senate majority with only 52 seats. If Democrats win both, it'll be a 50-50 Senate. A split would produce a 51-49 GOP majority. The New York Stock Exchange announced late Monday it no longer plans to delist three Chinese companies. In November, President Trump signed the executive order prohibiting American firms and individuals from owning shares in any one of the 31 Chinese companies listed as enabling China's army. After China threatened retaliation for the action, the New York Stock Exchange reversed its decision. USA Radio News. The Stand Your Ground provision in Ohio is now law. USA Radio News' Ken Naraki reports.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has signed a Stand Your Ground provision into law, making Ohio the 36th state with a measure that doesn't require someone to retreat before acting with lethal force in self-defense. In a statement Monday, DeWine said he signed the bill to clear up an ambiguity in Ohio's self-defense law. Supporters of the measure have praised the signing, saying Ohio's laws now favor the victim instead of the criminal. DeWine had threatened to veto the measure unless the state legislature took up a package of gun laws that he proposed following the August 2019 mass shooting in Dayton that saw 10 people killed. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Ohio remains an open carry state, meaning that individuals who legally possess a firearm can openly carry in Ohio with or without a concealed handgun license. Stephen Brandenburg, the Wisconsin hospital employee accused of destroying hundreds of COVID-19 vaccines, says he believes the vaccine could harm people and change their DNA. Grafton police reported as the probable cause. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Top right, click onto that platform on which we are on. Subscribe at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on Top Chat. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com. Same thing over there. Beforeitsnews.com. You can go ahead and check that out as well. Join us on Top Chat, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We got Tracy calling in from Tennessee. I'm laughing, Tracy, because this is how it goes. But ready to get to my main topic and the phones light up, but I'd prefer that than not. So what say you, ma'am?
Well, hey, I just wanted to say that the same thing that you're talking about with the sheep and the wolves and the dummying down of America, you know, from beginning to end, you look at the children in our country and they're not being taught the true history. You know, Columbus, for instance, you know, 1492, that's not true. It's 1497. You can go back into the 1800 history books and find the reality. But when they're teaching the children lies, the children aren't going to stand up and fight for what's true. And the same thing about the power of the Lord. We're being taught by false prophets in the pulpits which way we should go and how we're supposed to dedicate our lives or follow the Lord. But that is it, most of it, majority of it, is not scriptural. It's
That's
not
right.
biblical. Our God is a God of war.
Yep.
And he tells us, rise up. You know, you like you say, stand against tyranny or else you're going to fall for it.
Well, I don't understand. I mean, for the life of me, I mean, this has been the message for 23 years. You know, I want to go back to the education part, because when I first got saved, the first thing I seen was those kids that were being subjected to everything and protected from nothing in public schools. And I also noticed that when I was willing to step outside and bear the reproach of Christ without the camp, the first people that were to attack me were the church, because they didn't want people knowing that we never lost the right. So I was willing to do what they were unwilling to do. So I think really what it comes down to is the fact that when you look at the church today, you're running up against the same mentality that said, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but king, present administration, whatever it may be. And they don't want the truth, because the truth confronts them as well for their inaction. That's where we're at. And when you think of the 86% of those that are sending their kids into public schools, it's not like they don't know. It's not like the information isn't out there. I mean, they have subjected their kids to abortion. And I'm talking about they, because I haven't done it. I've stood against it. I protested against it. Like Spurgeon said, if you're not protesting against it and standing against sin, it's because you're guilty of sin. They're subjecting their kids to false history, false science that's being changed every 3 to 7 years. They're being subjected to evolution. And you have all these churches around these buildings. They're subjecting their kids to homosexuality. And we're taught somehow or another, Tracy, that these are the good guys. These are the people that we need to listen to. Not true.
That's right.
Let me give you one more point, if you don't mind. I'm going to say one more thing, because I got one more thought. I met with a local sheriff here. And I asked him how well the church was doing. I said, how are the people in the community? Oh, I love them. They're great. They're great. I said, can I tell you the strength of the church? Homosexuality in public schools. Can I show you the strength of the church? Abortion at will. Can I show you the strength of the church? Evolution in public schools. Can I show you the strength of the church? They're being indoctrinated illegally by the federal government through a violation of the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Now, what were you talking about? How great are they? This is what people have subjected themselves to. They've subjected themselves to man and the standard of reprobate man rather than the risen Christ. And Tracy, you know as well as I do that we are called to be witnesses of the resurrection. And the fact of the matter is, Christ is missing from the church today because he's not going to bear witness to the lies. He's sending prophets in to rebuke these people. And it's interesting, prophets are coming from foreign countries into America, rebuking the church for what it has become. That's where we're at today, Tracy. So that's what we're doing here. Yeah.
Amen. And I just want to tell you, too, you know, the power of God has left. The power of God has left the churches. They're not accepting and realizing that the same power that parted the Red Sea, right? The same power that raised Lazarus from the dead is the same power that lives and moves and has its being within each one of us Christ followers. Where are our voices? Why are we not rising up? Why aren't we speaking out with the Holy Spirit moving within us? Like, we have his power and we deny it. Not me, thank you, Father, but people are denying this power. And I'm telling you, there is a move coming like no other, where men and women of God will open their mouths and flaming swords of fire will come down upon the unrighteous.
Amen.
And I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, Tracy, isn't it interesting that we have believers that don't believe? They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. And that's what Americans have been subjected to, namely their kids, who have become twice as much the sons of hell. And if you think that's far-fetched, why don't you go look at the Christian colleges across the United States of America? Because they're absolute, for a better way of saying it, I'm embarrassed for them. Because it's not Christian colleges. They're little colleges where they're being raised up by believers that don't believe concerning the ones that we're exposing even now, Tracy. So I totally appreciate your phone call. I really do, and I love hearing from you, by the way. Did you want to give the last word?
No, I just, again, appreciate all that you guys are doing, because we need more men like you standing up, rising up, speaking up for all the people who won't. So guys who are listening to his show, I mean, emulate Messiah first, but let this leader lead you guys into the revolution that we're called to do, I believe, right now.
Amen. I totally appreciate it. I do want to say this. Don't follow me. Follow Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ is what Paul said, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament in 1 Corinthians 11:1. So, and I totally appreciate the intent. But again, everybody, I'm here to work myself out of a job. just for the record. And my job is to keep pointing my finger and keep following the Christ as I have my hand on the plow. And I'm commanded by the Christ not to look back. We don't lead from the back here. We lead from the front as we follow the Christ, just for the record. We got none other than Ron calling in from Florida. What say you, my friend?
Great show. I've been listening to you for weeks now. I can listen while I drive. I drive 11 hours a day. And the young lady from Tennessee, she was just fabulous. She brought so much out, and you always bring so much out that's true. And we the people, the faith, have got to stay together and speak out like she said. We have got to stand up and say enough is enough. And we need enough time to get the word around, to give a date, say July 4th, 2020, to be able to stand up and go to Washington, D.C., all state capitals, all major media stations, and tell them that we've had enough. We want what is right, and following God is definitely right, but just being of the faith that we just got to pass the word that we've got to step up peacefully. There was a Christian crusade once in history, and I'm not meaning it like that happened, but we have got to say stop. We have got to realize Amen. What's going on.
Well, what we got to do is we got to, here's the bottom line, it's not enough for us to go protest because they're okay with that, because they control all the protests. Okay, the people are allowing them to violate the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. The people have to take it in, and they need to begin to prosecute each and every one of these individuals. Now, I don't know what it is that people do not understand, but if you don't prosecute criminals and throw them in jail at least for their crimes that have been committed, you're only encouraging them to do it again. And the American people far too long have been soft judges that have done nothing but produce hardened criminals, namely within their churches and within their government, and it's got to stop. No question about it. They need to be prosecuted, every one of them.
Yes, that's definitely true. And, you know, like they say, oh, we got to vote. Well, we voted, and
yep, that's right.
I'm not going to say it didn't work, but we've got to keep voting. They've got to go vote. But we have got to stand up individually and come together and unite to show this force for freedom. So
Amen.
Thank you very much for your show.
Thank you, Ron. I totally appreciate it. I bet it's nice in Florida, isn't it? Yeah, it's, what, I think 16 degrees here. We got very little snow. We usually call it Minnesota, but here we are. I'd prefer to be in Florida with you, brother. Thank you for the call. We have Elaine calling in from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, ma'am?
Yeah, I just want to find out whether we should take the vaccine or not. I'm confused.
Well, you know what? Here's the deal. The only thing I can do is keep presenting the information from doctors, okay, from professional people. And I think I've done that over the last 10 months, probably, 300-400 times now. So I think the bottom line is you're going to have to make your own choice as to what you're going to do. But if you call yourself a Christian, you might want to go over to Leviticus 17, verse 11, and Leviticus verse 19:19, and understand exactly why the Lord prohibited this. He is our healer. He's our creator. Nobody knows us better than he does. And Acts 10:38 comes to my mind right now, where it says that he anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the power of the Holy Ghost, who went about and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That includes lepers. That includes people with any kind of sickness under heaven. Again, he's our creator. He knows how to heal us. And the bottom line is he hasn't changed. He is the Lord that still healeth. And the history of what we're seeing today is no good. So if I can't make it any more plainer than that, Elaine, I don't know what to say to you. But doctors are telling you the truth of the matter. Well, they're trying to censor their free speech and getting you the information that you need to make the right choices along the way. But there's enough of that information out there. If you want it, you're going to have to dig for it just a little bit more than maybe what you have. Folks, as usual, I want to get over to my main topic, and I totally appreciate the phone calls. Again, if you want to make your show, now's the time to do it, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to bring this in. This was on my heart this morning, and I want you to listen to the spirit of our forefathers, okay? Because these are the forerunners of the American Revolution, the War of Independence. Guess who they were, friends? They were called the Black Robe Regiment. I touched just a little bit on Saturday concerning this topic. I want you to listen to what Thomas Paine had to say. And they said that he was the least religious forefather that we had. And it's interesting that he was over in France rebuking scientists who were attempting to take praise that belonged to God unto themselves. He rebuked them for that. The least religious forefather we had. He said, those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. And whether we defeat the enemy in one battle or by degrees, the consequence will be the same. Folks, you don't know where you're going until you know where you came from. Let me go ahead and plant another garden on the other side concerning our last segment. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment. I want to hit some of this stuff because I do want to plant another garden. When we look at our forefathers and what it was that they didn't put up with, you have to ask their posterity 244 years later why it is you're putting up with what our forefathers didn't. Okay? And the more I understand our forefathers and the more I see what they went through, I can understand why God gave them the victory. I mean, you want to talk about a bunch of guys and families, that's wives and children that went through H-E double hockey sticks to get to the other side of this promise. They fought the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. There's no question about it. But the internal fortitude these men had only came from the Holy Ghost. And I know most people think that when you get the goosebumps in the church and you cry, that the Holy Ghost is doing his job. Well, I want to tell you this. The Holy Ghost never comforts a man that's in known sin, number one. And if they're doing nothing but going in because they want to feel good, rest assured, they're in sin. Okay? They're deceiving themselves now at this point. But I remember when I went to the East Coast, I went into a museum and had a picture of a king prodding his soldiers at the end of his sword. And it said right below that, it said comforting his soldiers, prodding them along in war. Most people don't know that in this country because they haven't taken the time to study and show themselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth for themselves. And yet that's the first prerequisite found in John 7:17. Okay? And I'm also on 2 Timothy 2:15. That's the quote that I just gave you from Scripture. They call themselves Christians, and they don't even know a thing about Christ. And then here comes the enemy to basically try to divide you from the Christ and to put on his mask, calling yourself a Christian when in fact you're at war with Christ. That's what we're up against. They're called hypocrites, Pharisees, scribes. Oh, America's filled with them. Just ask me. Just ask me, because folks, we're in it in a big way. But what I want to do is I want you to check this out. When I first got into the church, I started studying guys like, because they had like the Kenneth Hagins, they had the Joyce Meyers books, they had the Catherine Kuhlman books, some good stuff there, some bad. And, you know, they had all of these modern day Kenneth Copeland garbage, prosperity garbage. And it's interesting, I had no stomach for it. And I was always the guy sitting in the library all by myself, this long-haired rocker dude, straight out of the world, okay? And I was studying the likes of Martin Luther and John Knox and Charles Spurgeon and Wesley, Summa Finney, Jonathan Edwards, John Calvin, Smith Wigglesworth, Dowie, William and Catherine Booth. I mean, oh, my! Hey, folks, by the way, this is a great parallel to what I'm talking about right now. Did you see just this year, did you know that concerning Salvation Army, they're out in front of stores now? You know what their new motto is? Rescue Christmas. And you talk to those guys that are ringing that bell, they don't know a thing about the word. It's just like the modern day church. Rescue Christmas. Did you know that William Booth was the responsible party for saying that if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present? Folks, your enemies know that. Your enemies know that. But the good people, they sit back and allow evil to prevail. I'm here to tell you, the definition of good may fit you in your mind, but it doesn't in any book known as a dictionary in the world. Okay? That's not good to sit back and watch evil prevail in any sense of the word. But I'm here to go forward in this conversation, this little exposition that I'm giving you right now, friends, due to the fact that I didn't settle for what I've seen. I remember, in fact, it was one of the great preachers of the day. When he first got saved, he walked outside all by himself, and he told the Lord that I am not leaving here until you empower me by the Holy Ghost. And he was out there for hours. He was being broken. Isaiah 66, verse 2, Psalm 51, verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart. O Lord, thou wilt not despise. He understood that because the Holy Ghost was coming in to show him who he wasn't, to fill him up with who Christ is. Okay? It's not I that lives, but Christ that liveth in me. Galatians 2:20. And after he got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, he went back and some people from the church said to him, Hey, would you like us to pray for you? And this guy, knowing that they were nothing but a bunch of walking corpses without the power of the Holy One of Israel, he just said to him, he said, you know what, why would I have you pray for me when you yourself don't even get your prayers answered? That's the American church today. Why would I have you do something for me when in fact you're not even doing it for yourself, and nor do I see what you proclaim? You proclaim one thing, but I don't see the fruit of it anywhere. I don't see it hanging on your branches. Now, I'm not making this little exposition applicable to every church in this country. No, there's some good churches out there. But I'm telling you right now, they're in the corners. The churches that you hear of, the Pat Robertsons that you're hearing of, the Pastor Jeffersons that you're hearing from, these are all bought and paid for to play the gatekeepers, as if to suggest they're the ones that we need to emulate. No, we emulate Jesus Christ, not man. Okay? We're to hate even the garment spotted by the flesh. And that's all you see in these men. But let me get to this point, because I got 5 minutes left. Jesus said this, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he also do. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Let me just go down and start giving you some quotes from our forefathers. Roger Sherman said, signer of the Declaration of Independence, sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom that they hope to preserve were born from the throes of what? Armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. Well, how do Roger Sherman's words line up with what you're seeing today in America? Oh, my goodness. I mean, today we have nothing but a bunch of effeminate and godless hirelings who are afraid of their own shadows, right? Revelations 21, verse 8, put that up against what I just said. What are they doing? They're sitting in one of their board meetings, like a bunch of clowns in a circus, trying to figure out how they can entertain and introduce the sheep goats to the wolves. It's exactly what they're doing, friends. It's entertainment. Now, entertain means to stop from entering in. Remember what Spurgeon set up against people like that, friends, back in the 1700s? He said, a time will come when instead of the shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have the clowns entertaining the goats. It's exactly where we're at. Again, this doesn't apply to everybody, but what you see on television, you better know that it does. You better know that it does for the most part. When I think of our forefathers, I want you to listen to this because, again, my last 3 minutes, okay? D.H. Lawrence said, which serves as a warning to everyone that believes in inaction, like many of you do, I'm here to tell you inaction brings about slavery. D.H. Lawrence said, men fight for liberty and win it with hard knocks like our forefathers did. But their posterity, me and you, their children, brought up easy, let it slip away again. He said, poor fools, and their grandchildren are once more slaves. Are you going to allow that to happen, friends? I hope not. I hope not. Moses Mather said, since we are compelled to take up the sword during the War of Independence, compelled to take up the sword, forced to defend themselves against a tyrant, he said, in the necessary defense of our liberties, let us gird on the harness with firm defiance and with fixed purpose to part our liberty only with our lives. Boy, that's a different mindset than today, right? Oh, no, that's okay. They just want to take a little. You know, you got to give a little to take a little. You sound like a politician. You sound like Judas is what you sound like, right? The colonies and the clergy, the preachers, created the religious climate that made it possible for the American Revolution to take place. It was the churches, friends, because they would not tolerate corruption within the church. James Adams said the poorly armed, ragtag American recruits set forth to do battle. In the process, they would turn the world upside down. I say turn the world right side up is what they did. It's exactly what they did. When we go over to none other than John Wingate Thornton, he said England sent her armies to compel submission, and the colonialists, they all appealed to heaven. Oh my goodness, friends. They appealed to heaven, and they did the will of God here on this earth. Oh, you know, friends, there were people saying, you know, we're going to be raptured from responsibility. No, they knew better. They knew what the Word of God said. They knew that they had to fight the good fight of faith. They knew that through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven, Acts 14:22. They knew that they were going to have to ultimately pay with their lives if they had to, and they were willing to lay them down. And they did. And if they didn't do it, we wouldn't be here today. Are you willing to do the same thing for your children and your grandchildren? The righteous rebellion began in the churches before spilling out into the streets of Boston and the rural regions of the colonies. In 1776, mixing politics and religion was as common as drinking smuggled tea. Of course, God gave government. Why wouldn't you be a part of it? Due to the fact that everybody lives politics. Whoa. There's a seed. There's an eye opener. There's someone turning the light on for some of the people. Right? Folks, let's put ourselves up to what our forefathers did to establish what we have today. Because if we don't, we're going to enslave our children, and we're going to enslave our grandchildren. It's the last thing I want to see. I want to see the God of Moses. Then let's do what Moses did. We'll be...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.